Congratulations. Your gift of a new day is here. Ready to live it big? You're listening to the Big Life Devotional Podcast. Now, here's Pamela to get you fired up for all God has available for you today.
Well, good morning, beautiful. Welcome to a brand new day of life. What a special day it is. Happy Friday. I am coming to you live from the Big Life Florida Keys Retreat. Y'all, I have Big Life girls in the house. Everybody say good morning. Woo! We are sitting outside on the canal. We have the ocean just behind me here. It's a beautiful day to be alive, and we are so excited to share this time with you. So wherever you're listening from around the world, welcome. We're excited that you're here right now. The title of today's episode of the Big Life Devotional Podcast is Made for This. You have a destiny. Have you dismissed yourself from it? You've disqualified yourself from more. While God is still certain He created and designed you for more. Girl, get in agreement with what God says about you. You have been so busy disagreeing with the truth that you've thoroughly bought into a lie. A lie believing anything you may have done in the past has limited your future. A lie believing that which you feel unequipped to do now will remain unattainable for you. May I remind you that our God absolutely loves to pour out His unending grace and ridiculous power on His girls, daring enough to believe it's possible. Why have you put limits on what God can do with you and through you and for you? Whatever God wants to do, He can do. And your little thinking needs to get out of the way and make room for destiny now. When God formed you, He didn't have little mediocre things in mind for you. I promise He didn't make you and then say, Heather, I hope you don't expect very much. Or Jennifer, you're always going to be defeated because I just didn't have anything extra to pour into you. Or Kim, I'm going to need you to be okay with settling. That's craziness. God didn't say that. God looked at you, His miraculous creation, and said, I choose her. I choose her for my power to work within. My eye is on her. I will never give up on her. You have assumed way too much of your own negative power. Who are you to stop God's great will? Who are you to be able to detour His plan? Honey, you're not that powerful. You haven't screwed this thing up beyond God's ability to work it all together for good. So repeat after me. God can.
God can.
It's that simple. God can. He is not limited here. He can move mountains. He can break chains. He can part seas. He can bring miraculous provision. He can do the impossible in your life. In Matthew 19, verse 26, Jesus said, with man, this is impossible. Like, that's a full acknowledgement. With man, this isn't going to happen. This is impossible. But with God, all things are possible. All things are possible. And that's pretty darn clear. There are no limitations on what God can do. There isn't a single situation in your life that's too far gone. There's nothing about you that is without hope. With God, all things are possible, and that includes your things. Your impossible things, your too late things, your too hard things, your too big things, all of your things are possible with God. So girl, get out of the way. What's in the way? Really, what of you is in the way of God? Your doubts, your excuses, your delays. So get in agreement with him here. God is asking today if you trust him enough to just agree with him. Seriously, do you trust God enough to believe what he has said about you? Do you trust him enough to release your doubts, give up your excuses, and end your delays? That's a big trust, but it's totally doable. Just get in agreement. God, I am going to put an end to my disobedience of arguing with you. Do you understand? That's what we do. We argue with God. God, I don't think it's possible. I don't think I'm good enough. I don't think I'm the one. And that is complete disobedience as you argue with God. So I'm going to stop doing that. And I choose right now to just agree with you. I agree with everything you say about me. I accept it as my truth. Romans 8:37 tells me that you are more than a conqueror through Jesus. What does it mean to be more than a conqueror? Have you ever thought about that? More than a conqueror. It means you're more than just a girl who showed up and somehow pulled off a win once. You're more than a girl who got lucky. You're more than a one-hit wonder whose glory days have already passed. Being more than a conqueror, that means you don't just win once. It means you're destined for the championship. It means you have a track record of overcoming, a history of winning battles, a destiny of rising up to new and higher levels. Honey, this is who you are through Jesus. This is the life he has for you, not a losing life, a winning life. Deuteronomy 28:13 says, "The Lord will make you the head, not the tail, and you will always be on top and never at the bottom." Now, it does not promise that we will always feel like we're on the top and not the bottom. We may feel like we're at the bottom, but the truth is, that's not who God designed us to be. This is his plan for you. Believe it. While you may not feel good enough for it, God says you are. While you may not feel ready for it, God says you are. While you may not understand how it's all going to happen, God has already made a way for it to happen. The enemy always comes in with a question, and he plants his seed of doubt. His attacks are relentless on that which is a threat to his offered confusion and twisted ways. If you ever ask why life seems so hard for you, that's why. You're a threat. There is power within you to display God's ability to do the impossible. You are a warrior made for this battle. So here's your truth bomb for today. All this week, we've been giving you a truth bomb, like something to just meditate on through the day. This is your truth for today. You are fully equipped and right on time. All the days of your life have brought you right here, where everything is now going to be used for ridiculous goodness. You were made for this. You see, it's time for you to rise up and declare victory. Assume your position. Yes, girl, get information. Get in agreement with all God has declared is possible for you. It's not too late. You haven't screwed this thing up. You haven't missed your opportunity. You're not destined for failure. Expect great things of yourself because of the greatness within you. With God, all things are possible. All things. I didn't see God put a limit on that. All things are possible. And so now we're just going to get in agreement with what God says. In agreement with what God says is possible. And he says it's all possible. In agreement with what he says about us. And he says that we're the head, not the tail. We're above and not below. That's what he says. We are destined to be more than conquerors. Meaning, girl, you're heading for the championship. You're a warrior made for the battle. Show up and fight, right? Not too late, not too far gone. So I'm going to pray with you guys today, and we're just going to pray that God would just help us to grab a hold of this truth and believe it and not fall for the lies and the doubts that the enemy tries to plant in us, okay? Let's pray together. Hey, God, good morning. We are so, so grateful that you have given us life today. And God, I just thank you for these truths that you have given us this week. I thank you for the truth about each and every one of us individually. I thank you for the truth about the good plans you have for us. I thank you for the truth about who you created us to be. I thank you, God, for the truth about your power. So, Lord, just come and show up in our lives and have your will and have your way. We are going to get in agreement with you. We are going to stop the disobedience of disagreeing with you and fighting you about we're not enough and we can't do this and this is too hard and it's too late. And instead, we're just going to agree with you that all things are possible with you and we're with you, God. So bring it on. Thank you for the invitation to be part of the impossible. Lord, we're so grateful for everyone you have brought to hear this today. Wherever they are, whatever they're doing today, I just thank you and I pray that you would be right with them, that you would guide them, that you would provide and meet their needs for today, whatever it is that they need for today. And Lord, I ask for your protection over our families. Thank you for the opportunity to be alive today. In the name of Jesus, amen. All right, everybody. Well, we are off for some adventures today, but we loved getting ready to start our day with you. Have a fabulous Friday and a great weekend. I'll meet you again on Monday. Everybody say goodbye.
Bye.
Bye. I love you wildly. Bye-bye.
You were created for a big life. We'll help you do it. Join us each weekday for a new Big Life devotional podcast. If you're ready to dive into the big life way of living, visit our website at biglifehq.com.